I welcome once again each and everyone for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adikanda 1.11. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your very valuable time and association. I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
So we start. Shalake. Yakshuro Nritam Yenatasme Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Vano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Putale. Swayam Rupa Kadameham Nadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Gunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paritana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Vishakarnitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhav Dinabandhav Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So actually, I was asked to speak for the evening class. Yesterday, I got the message. Suddenly, I thought it was Chaitanya Charitamrita. I did not read the message completely. Just half an hour back, I just saw it as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very interesting. That you're doing Chaitanya Bhagavat every day. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is a very important scripture for all of us to become Gaudiyas. If you want to become Gaudiyas, one has to read the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given Gaudiya commentary to Chaitanya Bhagavat. In other words, the name of the commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavat given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is known as the Gaudiya Bhashya. I still remember once in my beginning days of my Krishna consciousness in the ashram. Every year I used to go to Mayapur during Gaur Purnima. At that time they had some Gaur Purnima seminars. Spend around 15-20 days in Mayapur. 3-4 years regularly happened. Later on, I never got a chance to go during that time. We had our accommodation. We had 2-3 brahmacharis from our temple. We went to, because our temple was a very simple temple, not much money to spend in the ISKCON guest house. Next to the ISKCON guest house, there was a Gaudiya Mutt. Puri Maharaj. Gaudiya Mutt, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's disciple Puri Maharaj. And the manager of the Mutt, who is actually Vishnu Maharaj, he used to come to Mumbai and he used to stay in our temple in a simple accommodation. So when we used to go there, he used to provide accommodation, a small simple room for us to stay. Every day in the evening, Puri Maharaj used to give class in Bengali. Few sannyasis, his disciples would be sitting, and few others would be sitting. I would also sit here. I could understand a bit of Bengali because I studied in Calcutta for 4 years. So then every day I used to give class and I used to hear. And I just asked any questions. He asked, looking at me. And he asked, I have one question. I just asked how to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he gave a half an hour class, on extended class rather, on how to study Bhagavatam. Then he said, to study Bhagavatam, you can only study Bhagavatam in the lamp of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, you could not hit the highest voltage of understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you want to understand Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Matam, according to the Mata, according to the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he said that you have to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. When you study Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you can understand Bhagavatam. So if you want to study a book, you require a lamp. So what is the lamp by under which you study Bhagavatam? The lamp is Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he said to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, you need to have pure heart. Your heart should be dravibhuta, should be very soft, should be like a liquid. Not only just soft, it should be like liquid, it should flow. In the hard-hearted person, Chaitanya Charitamrita cannot be understood. So if you want to make your heart very soft, dravibhuta, you want to make your heart into a liquid, melt your heart, melted heart, very soft. Then the only way is to read Chaitanya Bhagavat. So when you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, even a Muslim will have tears in his eyes. Even a butcher, his heart will melt. Even a stone will melt. That is the nature of Chaitanya Bhagavata. So when we read the Chaitanya Bhagavata, then our heart becomes very soft. And then study Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we get the light under which the Bhagavatam verses become very bright. So then he told, okay, then after that, what do you do? After reading Bhagavata, then you want to go deep down into the verses of Bhagavatam. That is only possible when you read the Sandarbhas by Jiva Goswami. So in this way, he was explaining how to study Bhagavatam. But interesting point is, until Chaitanya Bhagavata, we relish or we read, our heart is not soft. It doesn't become soft. So it is very nice to see that you started Chaitanya Bhagavat, the study of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now, I have to start from the 11th verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavata. Chaitanya Bhagavat Adikanda, first chapter, 11th verse onwards. Now, glories of Nityananda Prabhu is now starting. Glories of Nityananda Prabhu. Ishtadeva Vandanam Mora Nityanandarai Chaitanya Kirti Spreyaha Kara Kripaya. Now, after Ishtadeva Vandan, after paying obeisance to Ishtadeva, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mora Nityanandarai Chaitanya Kirti Spreyaha Kripaya. I pay my obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. Because he is my worshipable Lord. Chaitanya Kirti Spruhe Yahara Kripa. Only by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one can actually glorify Chaitanya. Without the mercy of Nityananda, nobody can get the qualification to glorify Chaitanya. So if I had read Chaitanya Bhagavat, then I had to get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So, who is Nityananda Prabhu? He is actually the spiritual master of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So the main qualification is actually the spiritual master's mercy. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, nobody can glorify Krishna. That is why Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev. He is Swayam Prakasha. And Krishna is Swayam Rupa, that is Gaura. And Balaram is Swayam Prakasha, is Nityananda. Now, actually, as much as Baladev is the source of all the forms of the Lord, Sankarsana Pradyumna Narada Vasudeva. Same Baladam, Balaram, has come as Nityananda. So, he is also the source of all the Purushavatars, Sankarsana, Mahasankarsana, like that. Sahasravadra Vandun Prabhu Balaram Yara Sahasramuke Krishna Yashodhama. I pay obeisances to Prabhu Balaram, who is having one of the forms of Balaram is Ananta, Sahasravadana. And in each of his mouth, what is there? Krishna Yashodhama. Krishna's form, the glories of the transcendental narrations of Krishna, they have their abode in each and every of the mouth of Ananta, thousands and thousands of mouths of Ananta. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives elaborate commentary on where all in Bhagavatam you have the glories of Ananta spoken, Sankarsana spoken. Actually, in the Bhagavatam, Krishna himself glorifies Balaram. He says he is called Ram because of his ability to give pleasure to everyone. And he is called Balaram because his special spiritual powers. And also in Chaitanya Charitamrita also begins with the glorification of Nityananda, where Ananta's glories are again spoken. Because without Ananta, nobody can glorify Krishna. Because all the glorifications of Krishna are in the mouth of Ananta. Ananta speaks Bhagavatam and the four Kumaras hear them. That is why in this verse you find this word Yashodhama. Means the storehouse of all the transcendental qualities and the glories. And Nityananda Baladev, who appears sometimes in two forms, he appears as a human-like form. Balaram has a plow. So what is he doing? He's actually becomes a substratum for all the devotees who want to glorify Krishna. Though he is a substratum or holding all the universes, that is only external. Actually, he is holding the glorifications of Krishna in the mouth. That is why he becomes the basis of bhakti. Adhara Shakti, Adhara Shakti. Without Sankarsana, without Ananta, nobody can perform bhakti. Any activity of bhakti has to be performed only in the based on Sankarsana. So there are so many places where Ananta is glorified. Chitraketu is glorifying Ananta in the sixth canto. So there also you find that There are many, many people, not only just one or two, thousands and thousands of sages. They are very eagerly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Ananta. Maharatna tuyenam mahapriyasthane yashoratna mandara sri ananta vadane. So now somebody may ask, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keep all the glories of himself in the mouth of Ananta? Like you have some nice, wonderful jewels and gems. Where will you keep them? You will keep them in a very sacred place, in a very secret place, and also you give them to a trustworthy person. You will not just leave it just like that, open to the road. So very carefully you take them and give to a trustworthy person. So, tui means keep. So, Ananta mouth is a storehouse of all the glories of Krishna. Because valuable jewels are kept in the most appropriate place. It is not just kept anywhere. The most appropriate place Krishna found to keep the glories of Chaitanya or himself is the mouth of Ananta. Like when the jewels are there in the gold, the jewels have value. If you just have diamonds, just like that one packet of diamonds, of course they are diamonds, very valuable. But when the diamond is studded onto a nice, wonderful golden ring, oh, that becomes valuable, more valuable. So these are like the jewels, nice, wonderful diamonds. All these glories of Krishna. They are studded in the mouth of Ananta.
Milo!
They become more beautiful. So, Sukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj and Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear king, approximately 2,40,000 miles below the planet Patala, you have this Supreme Lord, incarnation is Ananta, who is worshipped by Lord Shiva. And he is actually, because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, sometimes he is called Tamasi. So like that, there are so many glorifications of Ananta. And especially in the Brahmanda Purana, Madhvacharya quotes, Ananta Anantastito Vishtur Anantascha Sahamuna. Because Vishnu is the shelter of all of unlimited, is called Ananta or unlimited. Why is he called Ananta? Because Vishnu is a shelter of unlimited. This is why it's called Ananta. Atevage balarame rastavana karilaye muke spruhe chaitanya kirtana. That is why in the beginning I offer my prayers to Balaram so that the glories of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya will manifest from my mouth. That is why before starting your class, class or any, first we worship, glorify our Guru. Because by glorifying our spiritual master, then what happens? We become qualified. The glories of Krishna manifest from our mouth. Otherwise, it is not possible for us to glorify Krishna because Krishna is unlimited. By taking and is Ananta, glories of Krishna are Ananta unlimited. That is why we should take shelter of Ananta, who is unlimited. Then only we can glorify Krishna. Somebody say, Lord Krishna is unlimited, why are you glorifying him? We cannot compete. It's for our purification. Nobody can say that I have completely I have completed Bhagavad. I have completed glorification of Krishna. Impossible. How can anybody complete the glorification of Krishna? Because Krishna is unlimited and his glories are unlimited. Even Ananta is not able to complete his glories. Well, who are we? Complete his glories. That is where the Chaitanya Bhagavata also comes. That like a bird which flies in the sky. No bird can claim that I have touched the sky. I have found the end of the sky. Depending on their capacity, these birds go up in the sky. Then come back. In the same way, devotees, according to their qualification, they can sing the glories of Krishna according to their realization. So, in the commentary, all the places, wherever the descriptions of Ananta there in the Bhagavatam, in other Puranas are given here. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he gives 5th canto, 17th chapter. Shiva's prayer to Sankarsana. Sukadeva Goswami's prayer to Sankarsana. Narada Muni's glorification of Sankarsana in the 6th canto. Chitraketu's prayers to Sankarsana in the same canto, same chapter. Krishna's prayers to Baladev in Vishnu Purana. The etiquette is like this. That one has to first glorify Nityananda, then Chaitanya. If your obeisances is also, first you have to pay obeisances and chant the mantra of Nityananda, and then chant the mantra of Chaitanya. So, we have to glorify Krishna or Chaitanya under the guidance of Nityananda by the mercy of Nityananda. That is why Sahasrareka Panadhara Prabhu Balarama Yathake Karaya Prabhu Sakta Uttama. Lord Balaram has thousands of foots and all of his activities are Sakala Uttama, are extraordinary. Now, what is he doing with these thousands of foots? Balaram has thousands of foots. Now, when Balaram is in the power of Ananta, these foots are actually carrying all the unlimited universes like the jewels. Each universe is so heavy, but he doesn't even feel that I'm carrying them. Because it is just like a small mustard seed on top of it, each hood. And constantly, though he is carrying all these universes on his hoods, but the real ecstasy, what he's experiencing is that he is actually glorifying Krishna with thousands of his hoods. Uddhama means he is so independent and he's very powerful. So, here, though two activities are done by the hoods, one is carrying the universe, other one is glorifying Krishna. Carrying the universe is only secondary, but the primary is to glorify Krishna. Haradara Mahaprabhu Prakanda Sharira Chaitanya Chandrenaya Yashot Matta Mahadira. Now Balaram carries a plow. Haradara Mahaprabhu Prakanda Sharira. Balaram carries a plow and he's got a big body, Prakanda Sharira. Although Chaitanya Chandrera Yashot Matta Mahadira is intoxicated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Mahadira. Though he is very grave, he becomes completely mad. in glorifying Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Now, there's a description. Subhadeva Goswami talks about how is Ananta. He has got bluish garments. He has a pillow on his back. And he has got well-constructed hands. Rupa Goswami also describes Ananta in Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Our Ananta is the portion of Baladev, who holds the universe on his hands. Resides in Patal Loka. Sankarsana recites Bhagavatam to the Brahmanas and sages, led by four Kumaras. His neck is beautified with forest garlands, and his hoods are decorated with brightly shining jewels. He is dressed in blue garments. He holds a plow, club, and a trident in his hands. Now, here, Chaitanya Charitamrita clearly says, Tui Prabhu, Eka Mahaprabhu, Tui Prabhu. Now here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be addressed as Mahaprabhu. Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, both are Prabhu. Balaram is actually the Halla Sandini Shakti. You know, we have three potencies. Is Samvit, Sandini, and Haladini. Balaram is the Sandini Shakti, the existential potency. So whatever you find in the spiritual world, whole spiritual world is actually expansion of Balaram. Mridang, Kartal, everything is Balaram. Temple is actually Balaram. So Prakanda Sharira, the whole universe is actually Balaramurti. Because he is what? He is existential potency. Sandhini Shakti. Now going further. Tatodika Chaitanya Priya Nahyar Niravadi Seideha Kareno Vihar. Actually, there is no person who is more dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than Nityananda. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always enjoys pastimes with him. There's a nice, wonderful description of when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Nityananda first time in Nandanacharya's house. They were in total ecstasy because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can never be happy with in separation from Nityananda. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram are one and the same. But they have two different bodily features. Once Prabhupada said Balaram is white Krishna and Krishna is black Balaram. Both are one and the same. But the mood is different. What is the mood? Balaram is Sevak Bhagavan and Krishna is Sevi Bhagavan. One is Sevak, other is Savior. Savior and Sevaka. So Balaram is actually serving. The mood is to serve Krishna. And Krishna is accepting service. And further, it is said that anybody who actually worships Nityananda with faith and devotion also worships me. There are so many places where the loving relationship between Nityananda and Balaram, Nityananda and Chaitanya Nityananda described. Going further, 18th verse. Tara Charitra Eme Jana Sunigai Shri Chaitanya Tara Parama Sahai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes more happy when he hears, or when somebody chants and hears about Nityananda Prabhu. When somebody glorifies Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes happy. So anybody who is actually chanting the glories of Nityananda Ram Sankarsana. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. If somebody is really serious about liberating himself from material life, he should glorify Ananta. He should hear the glories of Ananta from the spiritual master. You meditate on Sankarsana, and Krishna enters into the heart. And immediately, he destroys all the contaminations. That is why we meditate on spiritual master every day in the morning. Because spiritual master is who? He is actually manifestation of Balaram. So if we meditate on spiritual master, Krishna enters our heart. Sometimes people say, early morning, get up and think of spiritual master. Why do you sing Guru Ashtaka? You have to think of Radha Krishna. No. When we sing Guru Ashtaka, Radha Krishna enters into your heart. And you can see Radha Krishna in your heart. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Chitraketu says, Lord Sankarsana. Oh, unconquerable Lord. Although you cannot be conquered by anyone, you are certainly conquered by devotees who have control of mind and senses. They can keep you under their control because you are causelessly merciful to devotees who desire no material profit from you. Indeed, you give yourself to them. And because of this, you also have full control over your devotees. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to immediately free from material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy names of your Lordship only once. Even Chandalas, men of lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstance, we will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you. Anybody who thinks of you, they will be purified and want to speak of sin. Not only Chaitanya, Mahaprita Hai Tara Mahesha Parvati Juhas Prahai Tara Shuddha Saraswati. Now, even Shiva and Parvati also becomes very happy and be pleased with the person who is actually chanting the names of or glorifying Ananta. Because anybody who glorifies Ananta, what happens on his tongue? Shuddha Saraswati manifests. Now, what is the meaning of Shuddha Saraswati? So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had actually a deity of Shuddha Saraswati, spiritual Saraswati. The words are spoken in connection with Krishna's service by pure divinities who desire to serve Lord Krishna under the guidance of Baladeva are called Shuddha Saraswati. So Shuddha Saraswati is nothing but the words which glorify Krishna. And those words who don't glorify Krishna, these words are actually asat dushta saraswati, asati saraswati. There is dushta saraswati, shuddha saraswati. Somebody singing nice, wonderful music or song, nice, wonderful raga for Krishna, then it is shuddha saraswati. Those songs are dushta saraswati. They are not for Krishna.
Parvati Prabhuti Navar Buddha Nari Lana Sankarsana Puja Shiva Upasakana. And along with Parvati and so many other immune maid servants, Lord Shiva engages in worship of Sankarsana. So Lord Shiva is worshiping Sankarsana. That is why in the Bhagavatam also, it is described about Sankarsana. Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuddha, Vasudeva. These are the four Chaturvyuhas. Lord Shiva is presiding deity of Lord Shiva is Sankarsana of false ego. Ananta is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance as well as the false ego of the conditioned souls. So Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami tells this Parikshit Maharaj in the fifth canto. And also, it is very nicely described in the Rudra Gita also. That how Lord Shiva is meditating on Sankarsana. Shiva himself is speaking. And also in the commentary of the Supreme Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, Supreme Lord says to Yogamaya, the son of Rohini, will be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. One Sankarsana means one who attracts. The womb of Rohini attracted Balaram from the womb of Devaki. And also further, so many places it is described. In the Ilavrata Varsha, Lord Shiva is always encircled by 10 billion maid servants of Goddess Durga who ministers to him. The quadruple expansion of Supreme Lord is composed of Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Anuddha and Sankarsana. Sankarsana's fourth expansion is certainly transcendental. But because his activities of destruction in the material world are in mode of ignorance, he is known as Tamasi. Actually, Lord Shiva destroys because of the power of Sankarsana. So many quotations from different scriptures are given. The Laghu Bhagavata Amrita, Rupa Goswami's description. He who is the second expansion of Chaturvyuha in Goloka is known as Sankarsana. He emerges with Shesha, who supports all universe, appears as Lord Balaram in Lilavata. Shesha has two forms. One, support of all the universes, and one serves as the bed of Vishnu. The former, Shesha, is endowed, empowered incarnation of Sankarsana and therefore known as Sankarsana. In the descriptions of the Prabhava and Vibhava features of the Lord in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, it is said that Lord Ananta, the plenary portion of Baladev, who holds the universe on his hoods, reside in Patal Loka. This Sankarsana recited Srimad Bhagavatam to the Brahmanas and sages headed by the four Kumaras. So in this way, all the wherever the descriptions of Sankarsana is there, again it has been repeated. Panchamaskandirai Bhagavata Kada Sarvaishtava Vandya Bralarama Kata Gata. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever Balaram is glorified, who is actually the original Sankarsana, actually are glorified by all Vaishnavas. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur talks about the fifth canto. Specifically, if you go to the fifth canto, there is a description of Mahasankarsana. He is actually the source of all the Vishnus. When the unalloyed devotees and the leader of all the snakes offer their obeisances to Lord Sankarsana, his great devotion, they become very joyful. The demigods, the demons, and Uragas, the Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, many great sages offer prayers to the Lord. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by different speed vibrations emanating from his mouth. Narad Muni, the son of Lord Balabrahma, always glorifies Ananta in his father's assembly. So there he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument, Resvina, Tambura. Tanarasa krida kata parama uddhar Vrindavane gopi sane karila vivahar. Actually, Lord Balaram's Ras Leela is also there in described in the Bhagavatam. Of course, the set of the gopis with which Balaram did Rasa are different. The place where Balaram did Ras Leela with the gopis is known as Ramagat. Of course, there's a description of what is Rasa Krida. Rasa Leela refers to a kind of a dance with many women. Sanatana Goswami gives the characteristics of Rasa dance. When there is a circle with joined hands, and they are embraced around, the hands are embracing the neck. Male dancer actually embraces the neck of the female dancer in a circle. And that is called Ras Leela. Srila Vishnu Thakur talks about Ras Leela. Refers to a rasa dance in which there are a mixture of ingredients such as dancing, singing, kissing, and embracing. So Balaram Rasa Krida is described in the Laghu Vaishnava Toshini, the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Baladev, who is actually non-different from Sankarsana, danced. When he was dancing, what was happening? Glories of Krishna being sung were sung. Both Baladev and the gopis with which were dancing, they're all singing actually glories of Krishna. Of course, there's a very deep philosophy behind this whole pastime of Baladev dancing with the gopis. That is revealed by Sripa Sanatana Goswami. Now let us see how he reveals it. Baladev draws Krishna from Dwaraka by his mind and presents him before a particular gopi in a secluded place. Therefore, it is known as Sankarsana. Very interesting meaning given to the word Sankarsana is this. Actually, Balaram, he did Ras when Krishna and Balaram were in Dwaraka. At the time, Krishna was not there in Vrindavan. But by the power of Baladev, he brought Krishna all the way from Dwaraka and presented it with Gopi. Because he attracted Krishna from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, presented it to Gopi. That is why his name became Sankarsana. He then says, in this way, it is reasonable to say that Baladev performed Ras Leela with his own gopis because he is an all-knowing Supreme Lord and endowed with all potencies. He knows the internal feeling of each and every beloved gopi. So in this way, there are so many further descriptions about the Rasa Krida of Balaram. Let us go and read something. There is a difference between Rasa Krida of Krishna, the gopis, and Rasa Krida of Balaram, the gopis. The arena of the two Rasa Leelas are situated in different places within Vrindavan. Such spiritually varied activities are two types, Maryada and Madhurya or sweetness. We must extremely careful to protect our vision of spiritual variegatedness from the attack of monism. Although Swayam Rupa Krishna and Swayam Prakash Balaram are non-different, the distinction between their pastimes must not be denied. Even though Baladev belongs to the same category as Supreme Lord, he is a prime example among the subordinates of the Lord. He's a prime example among all the those serve Krishna, servants of the Lord. Dui Masa Vasanta Madhava Madhur Name Alayuda Rastakrita Kara Haye Purani. It is said in the Puranas that Balaram performed Rasila 2 months, that is Madhava Mas and Madhu Mas. The word Madhu means Chaitra, that is March, April, and Madhava means Vaishak, April, May. Halayuda refers to Balaram, that is, he did Rasalila. Both Bhagavatam and Vishwapuran talks about Balaram's Rasalila. Sei sakala shloka ei suno bhagavate Sri Sukha Kaheno Sune Raja Parikshite. Now please hear from me the verses that were spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these verses appear in the 10th canto, 65th chapter, where Parikshit Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami is described to Parikshit Maharaj about Balaram doing Ras with his friends. Dauma sau tatra chaivas sim madhum madhavam yevacha Rama chapasu bhagavan gopinam ratimavahan. Balaram stayed there for 2 months. Madhu and Madhava. And during the nights, he gave the coward girlfriend conjugal pleasure. Now, here we find Ratim Avahan. Rati means what? Adirasa. Adirasa means conjugal affection. Because he is Rama. One who gives pleasure to everyone, he is expert in conjugal affairs. The Supreme Lord is very expert in various types of conjugal pastimes mentioned in the Kama Shastras. So, there is a very elaborate description in the entire purport. When you have time, you can actually munch on these purports a lot. I'll just go through the I'll just read the purport for you. Jiva Goswami, he says, the word Gopi Naam in this verse refers to other gopis. But the use of the word Gopi does not always refer to Krishna's gopis. He once says both the subject matters are the same. Krishna enjoyed pastimes at night with the gopis, and Balaram also enjoyed pastimes at night with the gopis. So there is no difference between Krishna's gopis and Balaram's gopis. Somebody may say that. In reply to this, it may be said that no one should have such doubts because the gopis described in the previous last pastimes are different from the gopis here. Therefore, one should not understand Balaram's gopis. One should understand Balaram's gopis are different. So, Sri Baladev expertly pacified Krishna's beloved gopis and then went to those gopis in whose presence he was once teased by Krishna, who said, sometimes Krishna would tell Balaram, my dear brother, these gopis are desiring to dance with you. They want to embrace your chest with your two arms. Sometimes Krishna jokingly tells that. So these gopis, the joking words indicated that although Balaram did not touch those gopis at that time, It would take place in future. So in this way, the philosophically speaking, there is a difference between that group of gopis with which Balaram danced is just different from the gopis with which Krishna danced. So a lot of evidence is being given here, but we'll go further. Purna Chandra Kale Mishte Kaumudi Ganda Vayuna Yamuno Pavane Reme Svete Sri Kanena Vrta. So, in the company of the numerous women, means here the gopis, Balaram enjoyed the garden by the Yamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of full moon and graced by the breeze bearing the fragrance of light, blooming lotuses. Vrihad Vaishnava Toshini, Sanatana Goswami again says, in order to make Balaram very happy, increase the beauty of Vrindavan, moon, eternal full moon of transcendental abode appeared. In this verse, the phrase, Sevite Sri Ganair, in the company of numerous women, refers to gopis other than those who enjoyed pastime with Krishna. So, in every practically every verse, the commentary it talks about that how Balaram, with whom gopis with whom Balaram danced in Ras are different. Balaram enjoyed his Ras in the pastime and the famous place Ramagara. This place is far away from the place where Krishna did Ras pastime. Upadiyamano Gandharve Varita Shobhi Mandale Veve. Gandharvas, they went on singing. Balaram enjoyed the rasa dance. He appeared like Airav, enjoying among so many sheep elephants. At the time, Gandharvas joyfully they started playing drums. They started pouring flowers. What happened? And all the great sages, Muraya, Ramdad, Pirayir, Idhirayla, all the munis, they started pouring for Ram's glories. Ye Sri Sangamunikade Karena Linda Tara Raviranasi Harina Savan. The same sages who actually condemn association of women, they are glorifying Lord Ram's Rasa Leela. That shows that how Rasa Leela is very pure. It is not a mystery that. So now even Sukadeva Goswami condemns the association of women. But the same Sukadeva Goswami is relishing speaking about Krishna. Now here the same Kapiladeva, he actually condemns association of women. And now the same Sukadeva Goswami, the same Sukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavatam is a description of how one can actually get out of this Maya, association with women, attraction for women, by
attraction for women by studying this Rasa, reading this Rasa Leela. It's a very long purport which talks about how this Rasa Leela is actually transcendental. And anybody who actually reads the pastimes of Krishna, the gopis, the pastimes of Balaram with the gopis. They will overcome the attraction for the opposite sex. So we stop here now at Adi Kanda, first chapter, 29th verse. ಹೇ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಸಂಗಮುನಿ ಗಣೇ ಕರೆಣ ನಿಂದನ್ ತಾರ ರಾಮರ ರಾಸೆ ಕರೆಣಿಸ್ತವ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಮುನೀಸ್ ಹು ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಹೂ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸ್ ದ ಮುಂಡೇನ್ ಸೆಕ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanabad Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu, for first of all accepting our request last minute and then, you know, talking about this Chaitanya Bhagavat. And as you said that you came to know about half an hour before that it's Chaitanya Bhagavat and not Chaitanya Charitamrita, still you narrated it so wonderfully, you know, took all the main points from all the purports and described the whole glories of Anantadev, glories of Lord Balaram, glories of the Rasa Leela and the difference. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for taking up this and giving this wonderful session. Hare Krishna. Can anyone else has any questions, any comments, they can go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, all good and Shri Prabhu, Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for a very, very wonderful class. I especially appreciated the mood in, as you said, how we should read that step by step, that our hearts will melt with Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then we can understand Chaitanya Charitamrita and understand Srimad Bhagavat through the light of those. So very, very wonderful, very, very appropriate way of understanding these. I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I think so. Prabhuji has left the call. Yes, Preeti Vilasthi Mantri, you want to say something? Hare Krishna. Can you all hear me?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji.
Preeti Mataji is in mute, Mataji.
But I think so, Prabhu has left the call, so Radharani Mataji, you can take over and end.
Yeah.
Today verses were so self-explanatory. And there was so much in the purport, so Prabhu just read the entire purports. It was beautiful.
Kumbhal Gaurav is left. Purushi.
Okay, Radhanani.
Okay. Yes, Mataji. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji as Prabhuji left. So still we pay our obeisances and to all the devotees in the call. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha Patita Naam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Kamal Lochan Das Prabhuji Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining today's class. We'll meet again tomorrow. Hare Bol, closing the call.
Thank you.